Welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis, the group of many who speak as one. And here to introduce you to Galexis is the channel, Ginger Metro.
Hello, and welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis. My name is Ginger Metro, and I channel Galexis, a group of beings from many places and levels who speak as one. I've been channeling Galexis for over 20 years now, and throughout this whole time, with hundreds of people or thousands of people, Galexis has always emphasized for everyone who attends the principles of taking back their power from those places they have given it, to empower themselves to make the choices, to be able to create a reality based on love, safety, freedom, and power. So I've been very fortunate. I really have to say that channeling Galexis has transformed my life, and I can see how it's transforming the lives of many people who have been working with Galexis. At this current time, we are holding weekly meetings. That's all the way through April, Wednesdays. The Wednesdays of April from 7:30 to 9:30 in L.A., West L.A. So if any of you who are listening are in the L.A. area, please go to our website and get to experience Galexis in person. And if you would like more information about Galexis, curious about Galexis, want to know the story about it or all that kind of thing, then just go to galexisspirit.com. That's G-A-L-E-X-I-S spirit.com. And it has the calendar there, and you just click on Wednesdays, and it has other workshops and things that we're doing, and all the things that are going on, and all the things that we have, all the workshops that we have are available on CD and so forth. And so it's a treasure trove of newsletters, past newsletters, and articles by Galexis and information. And if you want to sign up for our free newsletter, we're not going to, you know, utilize your name to sell your name or whatever, but just to get the newsletter releases, articles as they come out, please click on the subscribe, and we'll send you interesting information from time to time. The Path of Power radio show is every first and third Monday. And so next week will be Tall Cat Psychic in this very same time spot. So without much ado, I'm going to go into trance. Galexis will be with you shortly. They'll present a message, and then they'll open the show for you to call in with your questions on any topic. Now, the phone numbers to call in are 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Please be aware that there is a few-second delay, like maybe even up to a minute delay. So if you call in and all, it may not register on the radio show, which they delay. So please be aware of that. Now, when I go into trance, I'll be quiet for a few seconds. And so I'm not leaving. Just know that I'm going into trance. The next thing you'll know is Galexis will say, all right, we are here. So goodbye until next time from me. And please, if you have any feedback on the show after you've listened to it and you'd like to let us know on the website, you could just simply contact us. There's an email available there, and let us know if anything you would suggest we do different or add or subtract anything from our format. So thanks a lot for tuning in, and thank you for listening. And I'm going to head on out now, and here will be Galexis in just a few seconds. So bye for now from Ginger. All right, we are here, and we are Galexis. Welcome. Welcome to the Path of Power. Today we want to talk about facing the darkness. We've been talking a lot over the past few months about the process of emergence. We've given a workshop, a weekend workshop on this topic, and we consider it extremely important at this particular time on the planet. You see, those of you who are light workers are also, along with the rest of the world, going through a time of a breakdown of an old system and the creation of a new. In this overlap is chaos. And right now, you're in the overlap period. So things are not sure, things are not certain. The rules, you just threw them out the door. In fact, the establishment of the old reality and the principles and the values of the old reality, which had gotten twisted and distorted to the point where, in a sense, the most important thing for many, many people was money, has been dismantling. You know, with the breakdown of the big money people and so on, and so many people who have, you know, played by the rules, who've worked all hard all their lives and so on, will suddenly find that their nest eggs are gone, or they have been terminated from their jobs before their retirement. It's devastating. They've entered a chaos. They've entered a darkness. An unknown. It can be terrifying, absolutely. And even those of you who are light beings who know that this is all part of the great shift, all part of becoming great consciousness, can also find yourself challenged, can find yourself having to go through quite a bit of darkness. The process of emergence requires facing your own inner darkness. And from emerging from that back into the light with a new vision, with a sense of how to function in a new way in your daily life. Indeed, this process of emergence can seem to many to be mostly fraught with challenges, but that's mainly because you've been trained, you've been taught, or you've been shown from the very get-go, that challenges are bad. You've been taught to judge your emotions that come up when the challenges show up. You've been taught to judge yourself. You've been taught to judge anything that's going on, to judge yourself for being too weak, to not being successful, to this or that or the other. And so when you do face your darkness, you also end up facing any judgments that you carry, any burdens of judgments, because it is only when you let go of the judgments that you can open to a reality in which you can perceive safety. You see, all the judgments that you've had placed on you and the judgments you learned to place on yourself and on others put you into an expectation that others were going to judge you. And so just to be able to prepare for the worst, prepare for difficulties, you would judge. You would nail things down. This is good. This is bad. This is what should be. This shouldn't be. You know, and that person is negative, and that person is evil, and that person is, you know, someone I should not associate with. All those kinds of things. And then there's these others that, oh, I should be with that person. I need to belong to that group. I've got to do that. These are also judgments. And the reason that they are also judgments is because what judgment does is it nails a reality into place. It says, this is the way it is. You know, and without any, in a sense, flexibility, without any fluidity, without any gray area, or you might say color, it's black or white. It's this is good, this is bad, and any time you do either good or bad, you've nailed something in. You've created judgment. judgment is the big bugaboo, because judgment came out of the shaming that every one of you has experienced in this life. The shaming that made you initially, at times, feeling unworthy, feeling unlovable, feeling useless. It is no surprise that with the breakdown of the financial systems and with the financial chaos so many are going through, that these feelings will emerge into the from the unconscious mind, through the subconscious mind, through the patterns and habits of the day, emotional patterns, into the conscious awareness, which are quite frightening. Suddenly, after you seem like your life has been kind of predictable and kind of steady, or you've been on your own topsy-turvy, you feel like you've done a tremendous amount of spiritual and personal growth, and so all of a sudden you are faced with more shame, more pain, more judgment, more unworthiness, more unlovableness, more separation, more loss, more humiliation, more failure. You may wonder, what happened? It's because you're facing your darkness. If you can start to eliminate the judgment, your darkness will start to shape up into something that you can understand, that you can be aware of, something that you can heal. Your darkness is filled with strategies and constructs of your psyche. Now, when you judge something, you nail something in a place, you create what is called a thought form. All right, let's say that you say, you see that somebody, a politician or something, he's bad. You know, he's evil, he's got bad intentions. You know, and he's going to destroy. Now, it might seem a bit extreme, but even if you're doing just a little bit, even you say there's negative, oh, he's just only after his own self-interest, he doesn't care about anybody, he's not responsible, he's not this or that or the other. You've pegged him, you've put him into a box. And even if it is accurate, or even if it is not accurate, now your perception of him is delineated and defined by the box you created, by the form, thought form that you created, the impression you have of him, the picture you've painted of him, the reality about him that you've nailed into place with your judgment. Because the same thing is true if it's, oh, this person is good. This person has the answer. This person can help us, you know, move into the new reality. For sure. You know, anything that has certainty in it. I must, you know, go and this person asked me for all my money. All right, here you go, because he's going to take care of me. He's good. Now, again, this is nailing somebody into a box. And what happens is if the person isn't exactly what you've nailed into that box, you'll miss it. If that person is more than that box, then you will never see more of that person than what you have nailed into place. You may not know how to respond to that person. When they change behavior, you will just go and project on them, assume on them that they're going to be a certain way, because you want to make this box you've put them in consistent. Consistency has got to go. Judgment has got to go. You've got to be open to the incredible change. And in the darkness is a place where if you will dismantle the judgment, if you will dismantle the part of your ego that you are so, so terribly attached to, comparing yourself with other people, and therefore judging them a bit, you'll find that you will encounter your own inner shame, your own judgments down to the very bottom, and you'll begin to realize that they are false. Realize that you've put yourself in a box and you haven't let yourself get out of that box. You've imprisoned yourself. If you sit with your fears and let them teach you, you can learn what's really important in your life. If you sit with your rage and your anger and let it speak to you about your passion and what you want to do, what motivates you to get up out of bed in the morning, from a positive direction, you can shift the the energies. You can shift into choice, into power. If you have been hurt and you tend to sit around and moan self-pity and blame, that's your darkness, perhaps. And when you sit with your self-pity, it becomes a charade. It becomes a numbing device, a stupor that disables you from anything that you can do. After a while, it becomes useless. You get tired of it. After a while, you'll get out of it. So sit with your darkness. Face it. Yes, it's scary. Yeah, it can be terrifying. Yes, there's all sorts of uncertainty. You have no clue about the future when you sit with your darkness, because you've been trained to look at the most negative and the darkest pictures of your future without recognizing that's only part of the picture. You don't want to nail it down. Yes, there is such stuff as negativity. Yes, there is beautiful things and there are ugly things. But you don't have to nail it down. Don't delineate it. Feel it. If it's beautiful, you'll feel a deep peace and harmony within you. If it's ugly, you'll feel a conflict, a stress. Just go by your feeling and know whether you want to approach it or to avoid it. Or maybe it comes from an inner part of you that has been wounded and needs to be healed. And if you will then direct love to yourself, the love that you have for other people, direct it to yourself, give it to yourself, you will heal. You will heal that wounded part of you. You'll step into the light you, which has so much more capacity. You'll step out of your box. You'll step into the freedom. And you'll find that you are creating. You'll recognize and claim and own that your choices make a difference in your life and therefore in your world, your personal world. And it can also make a difference out there, too. It's only a scope larger, but the same reality stuff. What you do in your kitchen to make a sandwich and what you do to change the policies of your government is just a difference in scope. It's not a lack of ability to touch, to change. Know this. As you discover that, you'll realize you can begin to trust yourself to create more positive, more joyous, more harmony-based futures, more harmonic realities for yourself. And you'll find you'll be stepping into safety. And then you'll be able to surf the wave of uncertainty, to look into possibility, to look into opportunity, and without nailing it down, allow it to take you into realms of magic, into the new reality, into fourth and fifth dimensional consciousness. It's waiting for you. You can emerge any time. But sitting with your darkness, facing it, being with it, instead of resisting it or judging it or dismissing it, will give you so much information, so much wisdom, so much knowledge, it will give you power. It will support your choices. It'll help you emerge out of the chaos, out of the darkness, into the light of the new world, and help create it for others as well. All right. Well, we would like to take callers, and you can call and talk about emergence, you can talk about the darkness, or you can talk about any other topic that you would like to, that is of interest to you. And we know the one who channels us gave you some numbers earlier. We're going to just kind of repeat them right now. 877-876-5227 and 888-815-9756. So give us a call if you would like to speak with us. And we would like to speak with you, of course. And let's talk. Let's look at what's going on. Your energies, you who get through, you who talk with us on air, represent all the rest of you listening. We know you're all out there. We send you our love. And also, sometimes you will speak to us so loudly it's as if you are on the phone with us. And so sometimes the answers that we give may be directed to you. Sometimes we give messages that don't seem to go always with the question that is being asked. Trust that you can find something, you can hear something too. Your greater self, your light self, may want you to know something. We'd be very grateful and honored to be able to convey to you a message that is of use for you. We want you to merge. We want you to come through the chaos, the flying colors. Not because you've controlled and manipulated or because you've judged correctly or because you've delineated everything and found a path of certainty, but just the opposite. You've stepped out of the linear functions. You've stepped into a magical realm of power and light. You can do it. You can. So give us a call. And we will be waiting. All right. We can talk some more about power. We can talk some more about emergence. We can talk more about the light and more about the love. There is a lot of love available, a tremendous amount of love available. Available to you. Whenever you wish it, it is available to you, even in your darkest moments. Yes, we have a caller. Hello?
Hello, Galaxis.
Hello, can you speak a little louder? We can hardly hear you.
Oh, I can speak louder. How's this? Is this better?
Actually, no, it's very, very faint.
I'm going to call back in. I'm going to hang up and call back in.
All right, please do, then. Right. Unfortunately, that sounded like it was very, very far away and with a lot of distortion to it. So good. We're hoping that calling right back will work. All right. In the midst of the darkness, we want to remind you you're never alone. You have so many beings of light on the other side who are your friends, who are with you. Feel free always to call on them. Feel free to call on us. All you need to do is to mentally say, Galaxy, that's all. Just imagine us, some stars above you, putting our lights together into one giant star and sending a beam of light to come down around you in a shimmer, a column of light around you to love you and be present with you. You inside our light. Then ask us, talk to us. Request us to work with you. We'll be very happy to do it. In fact, the very best time to do that we have found is at night before you go to bed. Turn the light off and just give us a call and we will be there. All right.
Hello?
Hello.
Alexis?
Yes.
Oh, God bless. I'm sorry I'm not the other person, but I'm laid off. And I've got a large gang of beings I'm praying to all the time. Angels, saints, archangels, masters.
Yes, can you speak
I find
a little louder,
myself
please?
Judging if I'm not doing enough to search for work, and I feel guilty if I do anything to balance my life at this time.
Mm-hmm.
How can I know if I'm working hard enough if I don't judge? You know, am I looking? You know, am I applying to enough jobs in a week? Because it's looking for a job is a hard work.
Yes, it's kind of a full-time job. Yes, all right. Okay, well, we understand. When you are suddenly adrift in this sense, because when you're out of work, and of course you need work, it's your bread and butter, it's your support, it's your financial sustenance, that it's a very scary experience. You're kind of adrift. That which has given your life order, and direction and as you've spent many, many hours of your life doing, of course, is suddenly not there. The issue that we talked about earlier, we talked about facing the darkness. Dear one, for you, some of that is about the question that you asked, am I working hard enough? And we would suggest that in the old reality, the old consensus, the old mainstream that is falling apart, working hard was a part of success.
Yes.
Right? But we would like to suggest to you that working hard is not part of success in the new paradigm. And you're caught in between the old and the new paradigm as they're overlapping.
And so, what do I do to, you know, save my health and all the other things that
yes,
go with
absolutely.
It? Or should I not even think of that?
Well, at this point, the thing is, you've been doing a lot of metaphysical work, haven't you? It looks like it.
Yes.
And you've been doing a lot of programming, calling for help and calling for assistance. But the thing is, what we're seeing in here is that because you've been working hard at it, is that that comes from a basic feeling of limitation within yourself.
Yes.
It comes from a fear-based reality that maybe you're just not good enough at this. Maybe you have to do more, and if you do enough, that eventually, you know, the reality will respond and what you want will come to you.
Yes.
And this is all mythology of the past. That's what makes it so scary at this time, is because it's not really working that way right now.
And how should I approach it?
Okay, the way we would suggest you approach it is, first of all, forget working harder, okay? What you want to do is to get into the resonance of the success that you're looking for, which is basically access through your emotions, right? Now, right now, you've got a lot of fear. You've got some upset. There still is some old anger that's still coming through and some sense of powerlessness that's flooding through there from time to time. And we would suggest you go sit with those feelings. You go and be with the fear and think about the fear and just what's so important. The fear is talking to you about how important it is for you to hustle your butt, to work, to get it together. Come on, hurry up, get it together. We don't have enough time. If we don't have time, you know, if we don't get it in time, everything will be lost, and then your life will be, you know, it'll go on and on and on. And we know that you've looked at that, and it's been pretty scary, right?
So, yes, but I'm more in control than I thought that I would be, and it has been blessings given to me. And
yeah.
I think I do have fear, you know, in abeyance, and that type of thing. But I want to rectify this.
Okay. Yes.
And I don't.
Well,
I don't know how. I
the
don't
point
think
is,
to go into
is
where
that,
should I live if I don't have the house?
Exactly. Exactly. Now, what we're saying here is this: is that when you sit with your fear, you will find what part of you is really the part that's scared. Because see, part of you is not really scared. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Part of you just knows, hey, you know, this is just the beginning of a new adventure.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to really be yet. You know, I don't really have a clue yet exactly, but I know that something's going to be there. Something's coming. But you see, the part of you that says, no, you got to work harder, you got to work harder, we would say this is a internal part of you, a younger part of you, a part of you that maybe dates back to when you were a teenager or in your early 20s. When you thought that you needed to have a plan, that you needed to learn the rules, that you needed to put it all together, and this part of you feels absolutely helpless. All right? So you've got two parts of you that are in a sense, energetic conflict with each other. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
All right. What we would suggest is the part of you that's in your power, the part of you that is recognizing that the fear is really, in a sense, on a spiritual level, a deep sense of excitement about the possibility of creating a new vision, a new way. You know, and even though that may not be the majority of who you are, it's there. It's a star to grab onto, in a sense. And when you are there, you feel empowered, right?
Yes, so I
okay.
could just feel
so
the
we would
excitement,
suggest,
and won't that overcome the baselessness of fear?
That's right. So we would suggest step into that part of yourself and separate out the other part that's just absolutely terrified. Right?
And do what with it? Just ignore it? Just say, you have no power?
No, absolutely not. No, dear one. No, here's the key. Because when you say, no, you have no power and go away, that's the old way. Okay? Old reality. New reality is through love. All right? What you want to do is to love this part of you. It's like a small child. You know, if a child is crying, you want to take it into your arms and nurture it, don't you?
How do I nurture myself?
Okay. See it as a younger you. See it as a child you who's just totally frightened. That part of you that feels powerless. Just sense like you're sitting in a chair and you're facing the child you. So, you know, the you that you were when you were 7 or 8, for example. And just imagine your 7 or 8-year-old self sitting there crying in self-pity. What? Oh, my gosh, why does it have to happen to me? I don't know what to do about it. You see what we're saying?
Yes, counsel myself. Talk
exactly.
To me and make me understand that
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let us finish this. Okay. Because see, the thing is, you don't want to parent it, okay? In the sense that, okay, we're going to teach it so the child will change. No, you want to heal the child. You want to love the child. Why? Because the child, you know, the child wants attention. Don't children want attention? They want to feel secure. And this part of you is feeling very insecure. So take this child self into your arms and love it and say, it's okay, I'm the adult. I'll take care of it. Don't you worry. Okay? That's what children understand. You understand? Okay.
I think I'll pray on it to ask for greater guidance. I think it's a new concept for me to love myself.
That's right. But you see, if you love yourself, what kind of realities are going to be attracted to you?
Love.
Successful ones.
Yeah.
Valuable ones. You'll value yourself. You'll love yourself. You'll enjoy who you are. But the reason you don't love yourself is because of this part of you that is weak. And scared and powerless, all right? So what you do is that you love this one. Now, here is the kicker. Here is the tip. Here is the secret, okay? Once you have loved this one a bit, forgive it. It's just been nagging at you, trying to get some safety, trying to feel secure, trying to get some love. So when you love it, you're loving yourself. When you love her, you love you, right?
Right.
Okay? Just as God loves you, you love your child self. You love this wounded part of you, right? And so once that happens, what you do is you say, look, little one, I have a birthday present for you. Now, it may not be anywhere around your birthday, but in a child living in a fantasy land, a birthday is a great adventure. So I have a birthday for you, a present for you that's so special. And in your imagination, after you love this one, and you feel a little better. You're going to feel a little warmth in yourself when you do this. Take this one with you and take her by the hand and take her through a magic door. And on the other side of the door will be her perfect reality. Everything she needs, a beautiful guardian angel to sit with her, that she can sit on the guardian angel's lap and be held and be nurtured, and the perfect parents and the perfect house and the perfect place and the perfect friends. All based on her life and what she needed and what she wanted and all the support and love and validation and nurturing that she missed. So, in a sense, in your imagination, give her everything that she needs, which is basically what the wounded you needs. You understand?
Yes.
Because you're coming from the place of the adult. You're staying in your power. You're staying in the light. You're the one who is doing the loving here. And so you give all of this to her, and then you say, listen, I have new resources. I am a light being. I'm an adult, and I'll take care of it from here. Because, you see, she's been trying to intervene and say, hey, look, you need to look at this. You need to look at that. Well, hey, do you notice everything's falling apart? Help. You know, she's been trying to get your attention. So what you do is you say, little one, I'll take it from here, and I want your promise to stay in this beautiful place and be happy. And I'll come visit you from time to time, and we'll play. And so you get a promise from her. And then you say goodbye and send her on her way with the playmates, and she'll be all laughing and playing and having a great time, and their guardian angels will be there, and everybody will be happy, and she'll be in ecstasy. And you gently tiptoe out of the door and close the door behind you.
Now, I'm crying, so you must have hit it right on the cord, and God bless you and thank you.
You're certainly welcome. Now, we want to add one thing, and that is you may find that you also have this feeling of lack of value from a relationship issue with your father.
No, not my father, but
okay.
All around.
All around, yes. Well, you got it all, you know, from every direction. But what we're saying here is this. You may need to also do this with a you that's older. Let's put it an adolescent you or a 19-year-old or something like that. Put that 19-year-old, the angry young woman, okay? Put her in front of you.
Right.
Because she's really pissed. Hey, look, I've been doing all the spiritual stuff. Where's the results? I don't see any results, damn it. Where are you, spirit guides? You have abandoned me. I am really pissed at you.
Yeah.
What's going on? Why do I have to keep dealing with this? Why is this again? Why haven't I got my job yet? Why haven't I... And she's angry, okay?
Yes.
You know that part too, right?
Yes.
Okay? So you may want to do the same thing for her, you see? And when you get an adolescent... She's going to want, in her ideal world, you want to take her to her ideal world. She may not want to hug you very much. You know how adolescents are.
Yeah.
But she may want to beat somebody up. She may want to have revenge on somebody. She may be really, really pissy angry, and she may need to do some, fuss about and do some destruction. So give him some weaponry and let her go and destroy stuff until she gets it out of her chest.
It caught my mind. It was fear again. My mother had been a schizophrenic, and you're talking about different aspects of me, though.
Yes.
That's a totally different thing, right?
Right, right. And you've seen it in your mother. You know, she changes from moment to moment, right?
She did, yeah.
And you just could, and how did you have to respond to it? You had to, I've got to shift right away.
Yeah.
I can't be me. I've got to always be on the lookout because I'm not safe. I've got to adjust all the time. Adjust, adjust, adjust. So that part of you that's really pissed about having to adjust all the time.
Oh.
Always having to change your plans. Always having to, put up with whatever's going on. Or having to push on through and be stronger.
Child,
blah, 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 blah. What's that?
It's not going to fragment me.
That's right. So what you want to do is to get that self isolated out of you. Because when you're in your adult and you put that one in the chair in front of you, whew, does that take a load off of you? Okay? Now, see, these two, both the child and the adolescent in her rebellion and her anger, and of course her fear is even a bigger scope because she can get very morbid even. What you do is you give her perfect reality. She's going to be beautiful. She's going to be popular. She's going to be loved. She's going to be nurtured. She's going to have every kind of money that's possible and whatever, a money machine. Give her a money machine. She just hits a lever and she gets a $50 bill or something. You know, just give her everything she wants. Make her promise not to come into your life. Close the door on her.
But this isn't fantasy. This is actually, you can change your past, right?
You can change your frequency. You're changing your emotional body by doing this. Okay?
Okay.
See, your adolescent self was in fantasy about the world. She didn't know how it worked. So she doesn't know how to function in it when there's a challenge. You, the adult, have more resources than she does. So what you do is you give her world so she doesn't have to come and try to fix yours or get you all aggravated or pressure you. Oh, you haven't done enough. You haven't done enough. More, 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 more. And you don't have to bring in your inner slave driver who cracks a whip on you. See, the idea here is that when you separate these two out, that you'll start to feel stronger. You, because you're giving them what they want, energetically and emotionally, you start getting what you want. Okay?
But do I lose them or do I...
No, actually what happens is that they will come back from time to time and you may have to take them back and put them in, on the other side of the door and say thank you very much, but no thanks and here's your present, go back there, and you'll give them everything that they want. But what the point is that eventually you'll realize that they have become integrated into you in a positive and beautiful and harmonious way. In other words, think about the the joy and the playfulness a child is capable of, the creativity a child has.
They will come back to me within
that comes back into you. You will find your creativity coming back. You'll find your playfulness coming back. You'll, that kind of thing. And then from your adolescence, you'll find a sense of focus and passion and enthusiasm, and you'll find that kind of coming back to you. And you'll find your brain will be working better. You know, it's really interesting how you can integrate these pieces back into you, you see. Now, once it happens, look at what happens to your resonance, to what happens to your frequency. You know about the law of attraction, yes?
Yes.
Okay, the law of attraction, of course, says you're going to attract to yourself what you're on the frequency of. So if you lift yourself and practice perhaps every day loving yourself, go to our website. We have a what is called a radiance of love technique. And you'll look at, you can see it under articles. Okay, and it's called the radiance of love. If you practice that every day, or even if you just go to our homepage and you see the little message that pops up there and just pay attention to that several times a day, that in and of itself will get you along the way to get into a higher resonance of yourself, to claim more of who you are, to claim more of the divine creator that you are. And from that place, dear one, you will enter a resonance level that will attract to you manifestations of magic. Because you see, part of why you lost your job or part of why you're leaving that is because this is a time for you to ramp up and amp up your vibration. It's time for you to start, you know, taking your light and owning it and moving into the, your new world of you. You're, it's time for you to find your new life, your new way. Something that's to find a job that's going to be much more freeing for you, ultimately. Maybe not this next one that you get, but it'll take you there. You understand?
Yes.
You see, you dreamed before you came into this lifetime that you were going to do something very interesting, and now is the time, and this is transition. And so the higher the frequency you get, the higher and more fun the manifestation will be, the better the job will be, the better the circumstances will be, the more fun you'll have, the more joy you'll have, the more expansion you'll have, the more acceptance of you, the more value you will feel. You see?
Yes.
Now, you're experiencing something in a nutshell. Many pieces go into this. It's not a simple thing, and we do, you do have to understand, we can't cover all the ground that's here, but the basic is for you to own and claim who you are, and to love the parts of you that are not as cohesive, to love the parts of you that are freaked out. And when you do that and forgive them, then their power diminishes in your life.
Okay.
You see, and you will integrate, and as you integrate, your vibration gets greater, your auric field expands, you become brighter and lighter, and you just kind of will magnetize synchronicities. Now, synchronicities are magic. They're part of fourth dimensional magic. Right? So you go out and you look at all this, go and pound the pavement looking for a job. And yeah, some of that is linear reality. And some of that is a dance. But if you look at it as a dance rather than as an earning process, you know, in the old reality, if I do enough, I work hard and do enough to pound the pavement more and more and more, it's numbers. I have to play the numbers game. That's old reality. The new reality is I'm going to go out and do the dance. I'm going to make myself available. I'm going to go out and meet a lot of people and create the opportunity for somebody to say, hey, you know, I've got a job. I know about this job. And link up and find magic and synchronicity and bang, you're in a job. You see?
Got it.
It's a different way of manifesting. If you look back on your life, there are times when you've manifested that way.
Yes.
All right? It's like meeting somebody important. If you look back, how in the world did I get to meet this person that was important in my life? You know, we're not, of course, not talking about parents because you started out with them, but, you know, in your adult life, you meet somebody who's significant. It's a whole strange bunch of circumstances and synchronicities that got you and that person in the same space, time, locale to meet. It's all magic. And so your job's going to come the same way. Magic. And you can have fun with it. And so you don't have to exhaust yourself going to look for a job. Go look for jobs and feel your way through them and make yourself available to it and see it as a dance, as a celebration, as a putting your energy out there and connecting with the universe and saying, hello, universe, I'm here, and just pull to me now all these great synchronicities.
Thank
How
you.
Would that sound to you?
Oh, I'm ready to love myself. I'm really going to meet these people that have been so hurt, and I'm going to love them and forgive them.
Absolutely. And while you're at it, you know, check out all the people that have wounded you. Right? Put them on a list. Go down the list, one at a time. Do 10. Make your top 10. People who either treated you badly, made you really, really angry, hurt you, rejected you, abandoned you, treated you shamefully, et cetera, et cetera, dumped shame and humiliation on you, whatever it was, manipulated, controlled you, et cetera. Make a list of the top 10, right?
And then love and forgive.
And then just go down the list. And each one, go to each one, and one at a time, just visualize them as sitting in that chair in front of you. Now, this is a little different. You need to get yourself clear, just like your adolescent. Okay, like we suggested, give your adolescent, you know, some weaponry and let them go around and destroy some stuff. Shoulder missiles are really good, we found, and ray guns are there. They're good, too. So maybe you might need to do this for yourself. You may need to tell the person, hey, look, here's what crap you did to me, and I am really, really angry. And really tell them off and blow them up a few times until you get it all off your chest, and then forgive them and love them and let them go. Now, that can take any time from, you know, an hour, you know, that's a long one, to down to maybe like 2-3 minutes, depending on what you may find on the way of doing that. And it may take 2 or 3 times if it's a really significant relationship. We suggest your parents would be on the list, right?
Well, you're saying this in my mind, in my consciousness. You're not saying face-to-face in 3D.
No, this is all in fantasy. This is all in imagination.
Right.
See, your subconscious mind.
Most of them are deceased by now.
Right. Your subconscious mind really truly believes that what you're visualizing is real.
Oh, okay.
Because it's emotionally real. Okay? You can get angry at somebody and you're not in their presence.
Yes.
Because you're imagining them. You're thinking about them and then you get angry because of what they said to you or what they did or whatever. So, in a sense, do that with these. And you tell them off. Tell them how they messed you up, how they hurt you. Tell them how pissed you are at them, or tell them how sad they made you feel and how much loss it was, and whatever. Go through whatever emotions that you have with them, and then, you know, blow them up. Now, the reason you blow them up is because you want to, in a sense, dissolve, destroy the image. You may find it easier and more fun to take your power back from them as well. You may say, okay, power, return to me. And they just, in your imagination, you just reach over and you grab your power that you gave them, because you give other people power, you
yes.
see. And so you just recognize, hey, I was a powerful reality creator here, and I gave them this my power and acted as if I was powerless, and they had all the power. I'm going to take my power back now. And you just reach over and you grab and you pull it into yourself and then in-breath and go, power, return to me. And you breathe in. Breathe it in. Suck it in. Power, return to me. This is one of the most incredible techniques. It's very simple when you're on the freeway or whatever and there's tremendous traffic and you're trying to get to an appointment or something like that. You can give your power away to the traffic. So you can say, hey, traffic, you know, I'm creating all this congestion. Power, return to me. You know, and you just take your power back. It's mental. It's a choice. You understand?
Yes. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your patience.
You're certainly welcome, dear one. The reason we took some time with you here is not because you're such a basket case or anything like that, but because you're addressing that which so many people are experiencing at this time.
And
we're very appreciative.
That I know that.
What's that?
I know there are people who have worse circumstances.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Everything to each individual is bad.
Uh-huh. Well, people have, you know, really difficult realities, a lot of difficult realities right now because, you know, your dark stuff is up. It has to be looked at. It has to be cleared. It has to be healed. It has to be loved. And when you love it or you take your power from it, and you forgive it, it dissolves. It's no longer influential. You have more power. It's like it takes the energy that you have wasted and you've lost, kind of you've dissolved, you've just, you know, pulled out of yourself, you've depleted yourself with, in order to uphold this continuous frustration or fear or whatever, and it's released that, and you get all this energy back. You see, you actually will probably feel physically more energetic, physically stronger, physically healthier.
Okay.
You see, and this is helpful because, you know, that's part of the resonance you want. You want to be physically healthy. You want to be vital. You want to be energetic. You want to be able to have enough energy to do whatever job you get and then come home and have a good time and do some other things that you want to do rather than doing a job that exhausts you because it's so uncomfortable and there's so much conflict and there's stress and somebody's bearing down on you, some supervisor's snapping at you and so forth, so you come home and you're exhausted and you can't do anything. You want to have lots of energy, you see.
Thank you for making me feel so special. I don't want to take any more of your time up, but you just lighten my load. And I have a lot of good work to do. Now,
yes,
which is going to be a lot of
you
fun.
You have yes, that's a beautiful way to say it, the good work. You know, and you want to point out it's the great work as well. And everyone who is listening has this work to do. And to whatever extent that they've done it, you know, you don't need a crisis to bring it up. But most people do. They create crises, which brings the stuff up to the surface to make them look at it and get it in their face. So you may right now be a person who has it in your face, but know that everyone has it. And at this particular time on the planet, that those who will deal with it will open up. Those who will deal with it will heal, will gain an energy and empowerment and gain in light and will attract beautiful, more loving, more empowered, more prosperous realities to themselves. So we wish you so much success. Because when you do this, and you do it through the intention of, oh, I've got to do this, check it off the list, I got to do it just right, I got to do it better, and then you know you're not in the right attitude. What you want to do is like, I'm doing this because I'm going to love myself, and I'm going to raise my resonance, and I'm going to create more magic in my life.
All right. Thank you.
You're certainly welcome, dear one. Thank you so much for calling.
Goodbye.
All right. Farewell to you. All right. You see, there is so much that can be done, so much that can be done on the inner, that there is no reason, dear ones, for you to feel powerless in the outer world, to feel that the world has pushed you aside or has damaged you or has worked you over. You know, don't give your power away to what's going on out there. That's what's going on in this great change. And also we want to point out to some of you, you have belief systems that say, you know, I'm a bit too old. You know, I can't change now. You know, what is it, the old dog can't learn new tricks? Well, that's actually been proven false. So as far as old humans, you know, want to get rid of that idea because the technology has come onto the planet. It is seeping into the planet. It is available to be able to live to 120 vigorously, energetically, joyously. You got years if you want them. And if you don't want them, if you much rather sit around and stew and regret and be unforgiving on yourself and hard on yourself and hard on other people and judge things and be angry and feel powerless, and feel unsafe and scared, and feel trapped and imprisoned and not free, you will then choose, hey, you know, I can't stand to this life. I don't want, you know, 30, 40, 50 more years of this. Please, get me out of here. And you'll conveniently get some cancer or heart disease or diabetes or something, or an accident or something like that, and you'll exit. But, you know, the opportunity that sits here, the opportunity that awaits you at this time on the planet is so extraordinary, so sterling, so phenomenal, It is so amazing. You have no idea how many millions of light beings from other planets, other levels, dimensions, star systems, etc., are here watching you. Because you're making a shift of consciousness. You're making a shift out of unconsciousness into the, through the subconscious, which has to do with habits and patterns and routines. And you're breaking that and moving into conscious power, conscious spiritual power. So as you move into conscious spiritual power, you see, you move into a reality that is free, where you're not under obligation, you're not under pressure, demand, you're not under performance pressure. You're doing what you do because your motivation leads you to do it, because your higher motivation. You're free to follow your own star. And you have power to make choices and to follow your choices and to live your life according to your temperament, according to who you are. That empowerment to make the right choices for you. And you'll also find that you will trust your own reality creation, and you will feel safer and safer and safer, because you will know that no matter what challenge comes your way, you have the resources, you have the power, you have the light, you have the wisdom, you have the knowledge, you can respond, you can feel, you can change, you can do all sorts of techniques and strategies to address it. So you're not afraid of what can come. And in a sense, you will then open up to your amazement to how to discover how loving, nurturing, and supportive your reality actually is. That you will attract to yourself people who will nurture you and value you and pay you well and love you and desire to be with you and to give you things of great value. That's safety. A feeling of security and safety and confidence that comes from that. So you've got power, freedom, safety, and the fourth corner of the foundation of the new reality, the greatest, the source of all, is love, the divine. As you claim who you are, the divine being that you are, you will hold the resonance of light, be the lighthouse for yourself and for the world. Those four points, loving you, loving others, knowing what love is, giving and receiving love, your whole life will operate on the frequency of love. And rather than all the rules and the law of attraction, you'll just simply be in the law of love. Not that there really is a law of love. Love just is, and it is all that is. God, Goddess, all that is, the divine, is love, and love is God. And you are part of this. This is your mission. This is your opportunity to dream, to envision, and to step into this new world. It's coming. Only a few years now. So we wish you the very best on your journey. We are not taking any more callers because we've come to the end of our time. Thank you so much, all of you, for listening. Please feel free to go to the website and send us an email and give us feedback and so on. And we'd be very delighted. And we wish you wondrous, wondrous success and magic. And we will return 2 weeks from this time at the same time on Monday, 2 weeks from today, with the next Path of Power. And so we wish you the very best, and we surround you with our light and our love. Farewell.